What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, happy Friday. Adam Carter in for Chad Harmon on this hot, humid Friday. Appreciate you tuning in. We know you have plenty of options, but we thank you for coming along for the ride. And I want to start out today by giving some props to Governor Tim Walz. If the reporting is accurate, and I have no reason to believe it's not, some good reporting in the Star Tribune by Ryan Faircloth and Sydney Kashiwagi, saying that Governor Tim Walz apparently is reconsidering whether or not he's going to run for a third term. Now, he hasn't declared that he's running for a third term, although prior to yesterday, last night when the story came out, I was putting those odds at about 95% that Tim Walz was going to seek a third term as governor of Minnesota. I thought he was all in on running again. And now, for whatever reason, it sounds like he's at least hesitating. I think that's the right move. I don't think that any governor should have three terms in the state of Minnesota. Most states in America limit terms four governors at two terms, 2 4-year terms. Minnesota is one of, I think it's, last time I looked, it was 16 states maybe that allow their, I could be wrong on that, but it's not, it certainly isn't the majority of states that allow their governors to run for more than two terms. I think that's the way it should be. If it's good enough for the president of the United States, should be good enough for the state of Minnesota. And this isn't a criticism of Tim Walz being a terrible governor, nor is it a praise that he's the best governor ever. That's how we do things now. It's, we can't, he's either the worst or the best. And it's somewhere in the middle. I don't think Tim Walz is as bad a governor as people think he is, and I don't think he's as good a governor as a lot of people think he is. I just think, even if he objectively was either the best, was the best governor in the state of Minnesota that did everything you wanted, I still don't think he should be able to run for three terms. We're going to get into this a lot more later in the show when Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune joins us. 2:05, she does her Cheers and Jeers segment, but I'm sure she'll have an opinion on this. I just feel like, and I've said this many times, that 8 years is enough. I think 8 years is enough, and I know people say, well, you know, if he's really good or she's really good, they should be able to allow to, if people would vote that person in again, why shouldn't they be given that opportunity? And my argument against that is, I mean, look where we are when we have the same kind of people running for office. We have the same people in Congress over and over again. When the time is right for new voices, fresh ideas, we still hear from the same people. And we need to change that. And I would fully support an effort made in Minnesota to limit the governor's term at 8 years. Maybe you feel no. Hey, Adam, you know, I'm a Tim Walz supporter. I think Minnesota's in a dangerous place right now that we need to hold the line against a scary situation that I see happening across the U.S., and Tim Walz is the guy to put up that firewall here in the state of Minnesota. He's done it so far, and I want him to continue to do it, so I fully want him to run for a third term. 651-461-9226. Maybe you totally disagree with me. And it doesn't have to be about Tim Walz. It just can be in general. Should a governor be allowed to run for more than two terms? And this can't just be, I don't want Governor Walz because I don't like him. I mean, if you had your guy in there, your gal in there, and he or she was doing great, would you want that person to be able to stay in that office for longer than 8 years? 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you think about this? I mean, it just seems to me odd that we can have term limits for the president of the United States, but here in Minnesota, we don't have a term limit for our CEO, if you will.
Just looking, 37 states have some form of term limit. That goes all from, I think it's one term only in Virginia, I believe.
Wow.
Only 1 4-year term. If I remember, I think it's Virginia. Oh, I want to make sure. Yes, Virginia. Only state that allows just a single 4-year term. Some are two terms, some say three. So have some form of limit. I guess I'm not terribly bothered if we'd say three terms is the limit in Minnesota.
Okay.
If that's where we're at, you know, sure, we have term limits for president, but obviously we don't for congresspeople, for senators, for Supreme Court justices, at least on the federal Supreme Court. We do here in Minnesota. You have to be bumped at a certain age.
I'd welcome term limits in the U.S. Supreme Court at
I would
this point.
Too. I'd welcome term 100%. Limits there. I'd welcome term limits in Congress.
Yes.
Both houses. I guess
it shouldn't be a lifetime job.
Yeah. Three for governor. I'm not horribly bothered by it. If you said it has to be two, I'm also fine. I'm very wishy-washy on the situation. As far as the governor running again, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of...
Maybe in this specific, with your, as far as Tim Walz.
Yeah, I think I've had enough Tim Walz. Yep. And you make, you know, it's not anything terribly against him. Maybe it's just the Minnesotan that saw the man that got up on the national stage. I don't like that guy flaunting himself up on the national stage. Yeah. It's one of us. Stay here.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's that part of me. But you make the argument about getting, you know, new people, new blood, new ideas out there. Okay, we replace Tim Walz with whoever it's going to be from the Democratic Party. How many new ideas are we going to get? The argument I would make is our government isn't run by people right now. It's run by parties.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have slight differences here and there. But in the end, 90% of it's going to be the exact same?
Yeah, I hope you're wrong on that. My gut tells me you're not. That, I mean, what evidence is there that something would change? My only hope, though, is that, okay, Tim Walz steps aside, and now we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty where it's, okay, which direction is the DFL going to go? Are they going to go more progressive? Tim Walz certainly much more progressive than many people thought he was going to be.
Yeah, slid that way for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And will they continue that path, or will they look to the centrists of the party and trying to get some people, even independents, maybe even more moderate Republicans under that tent? I did an interview a couple weeks ago with Julia Coleman, who is a state senator, who was thought about, her name was bandied about as possibly running for Tina Smith's Senate seat. And she tweeted a couple of weeks ago that she was not going to run for Senate, but she kind of hinted that she was thinking about a run for governor. And we had her on, and it was a very refreshing conversation that she was a very moderate Republican, somebody who is clearly trying to appeal to the middle of Minnesota. And it was so refreshing to hear. And I hope that there's a spot for her and when we talk about candidates for governor, instead of just going to the extreme right or, you know, trying to push to the MAGA wing. But again, time and time again, when I think this is a nice appeal and that people are going to get behind this, I'm disappointed over and over again. You're right, because it's that primary.
We know where, how the process works.
Yeah, you cannot get out of the primary if you do not check off all the boxes, and those boxes keep getting pushed further to the left and further to the right.
Those are the people that show up to vote for the primary. We know that.
I just am hopeful that if Tim Walz says, you know what, for whatever reason, too, and I appreciate it, I hope we get the truth. If he decides not to run, explaining specifically why, if it's, okay, I want to seek a higher office, a nationwide office, would that be the reason? Or just to say, you know what? I'm kind of tired of this BS. Attacks on my family, the constant criticism. Again, I know it comes with the territory, but it's much worse now than it has been. I don't think, and whether or not it's a Republican or a Democrat, the criticisms, the attacks, and the outright violence we've seen is not something that I think we've seen before. It's a blood sport now, sadly, sometimes literally, where politicians have always been criticized, but those criticisms now are much more harsh than they used to be. It's scary, and I would not fault him if he said, you know what, I'm tired of this. Because we've seen a lot of politicians say that and say, no, it's just not worth it anymore.
Yeah, certainly we have. We've seen people giving it up in, you know, the state races, or state offices and national offices, saying, you know what, I've had enough. Whether I'm getting, you know, attacked by my own party or just hearing it too much from outside sources,
right?
I just don't want to deal with it anymore. And you talk about Julia Coleman and having the possibility of the Republican Party bringing someone who's not wacky,
right?
Not wacky to the table to run against, whether it's Tim Walz or if it's not, whoever the DFL candidate might be. Please, God, please give us somebody of Republicans that you can look at and say, you know what? They have a shot.
Yeah.
They have a shot in Minnesota, a very blue state, not purple, but blue with a hint of red. They have a shot at convincing centrist voters, you know what? A change of pace might be a good idea.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, the wackiness we've seen from whether it's, you know, the thing Scott Jensen was saying during his last campaign. Obviously, we've seen Royce White run for, you know, run for offices. Mm-hmm. Enough of that.
Right.
Absolutely enough. Let's get a Republican who can win and actually get people like me, who's centrist, lean left on some things, lean right on other things. But
what
when I see the, you know, the people that the Republicans have trotted out in this state, it's sorry.
Yeah.
You've lost me immediately.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. The reports indicate that Tim Walz is at least a little more hesitant than he has been before about seeking a third term. I applaud it. I don't think he should be allowed to run for a third term. And that's not a commentary on him being governor. I just think we shouldn't have three-term governors. But if you feel strongly about Tim Walz, maybe you say, no, Adam, he should be able to run again. What do you think? 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in, but we'll love some phone calls on this. Make your case as to why Tim Walz should be able to run for a third term. 651-461-9226.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
All right, all you funny people. We'll do our final Make Chad Laugh today. It'll be Make Adam Laugh. Alaska theme, I get it. Nice. You know, Fish has a couple of tunes that involve Alaska. I don't know if you just found those.
I did.
Are they coming up today?
One of them is.
Oh, yes.
Maybe not anymore.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. You predict the theme. I think I have to shift now.
It's a pretty obvious theme.
What?
Meeting in Alaska, Putin and Trump.
The theme was easy. When you predict the songs that I'm going to tie it to, that's very upsetting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not just Alaska theme music. We also have a couple artists from Alaska that we'll be hearing from.
Jewel, well. Right?
She was born in Utah, but soon after birth did move with her family to Alaska, so she counts.
Does that count?
It's good enough for me.
Am I getting out of my lane?
A little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. But we'll do Make Adam Laugh in about 10 minutes from now. So you get 1 minute. Tell me a joke, tell me an anecdote, and if I laugh, you get tickets to see Adam Sandler. We're talking about Governor Walz, though. The headline in the Star Tribune, Governor Walz wavering on a third term, setting off a quiet scramble within the DFL. And my argument is I don't want Tim Walz to run for a third term. Not a commentary on Tim Walz as governor. It's commentary on having a term limit. Let's go to the phone lines. Kevin has called in. Kevin, what do you think?
You know, the problem with trying to get a Republican to run in the state that's not, as you say, crazy, is the baseline is so far askew. A Republican in this state would be a socialist in 70% of the country, and a Democrat in this state is straight-out communist in the rest of the country. You got Republican Governor Tim Penny, who passed an exemption for the Hennepin County tax law so that Hennepin County could vote to give a billionaire a baseball stadium. And the list just goes on and on. Republicans do that all the time. Not one of them will fight for a balanced budget. They continue to go along with more and more debt spending. Half of them go along with the gun control bill. It's ridiculous.
So even the Republicans you feel are way too far left, and that's why they're unelectable?
Exactly. There's not one single Republican who will stand up and go with the Constitution. They all just do whatever they think they need to do to get elected.
So give me, Kevin, give me your ideal Republican that you think would appeal to enough Minnesotans to be elected to a statewide office.
It's not going to happen in this state. The state is California light, and California is a straight-out socialist state. We're about 5 years behind California. We lost a congressman in the 2020 census because so many people left, and we're probably going to lose another one in the 2030 because people are voting with their feet.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
You too.
He makes a good point in that the hardcore MAGA Republicans, true to form Republicans, the infighting amongst the Republican Party in this state is exactly what Kevin's talking about. Where we mentioned the left, the struggle which way the left is going to go. Is it going to go further to the left, or is there still room for moderate? That's been happening for years on the right in this state. And it's also reflected in the poor stewardship of the Republican Party in Minnesota that we've seen, with money problems, leadership problems, and problems with their local parties and parties that are further on the right, or for libertarian wings and of the Republican Party in Minnesota, and the strife and the stresses they've faced. He was saying crazy. I didn't say, you said wacky Republicans. Wacky. And we have a couple of people texting What do you mean, wacky Republicans? I mean, look at some of the candidates they've had. Royce White for Senate.
Yes.
That's a wacky candidate.
That was wacky.
Yeah.
Scott Jensen, I don't know if he's a wacky person.
No.
When he got up and was talking about furries and all that stuff.
That got wacky.
That became a wacky candidate.
Scott Jensen, by the way, who was a fairly moderate Republican when he left the Senate, saying that this place, he basically left the Senate because he felt the right was not exactly what he represent, what he wanted to represent. Yeah. Kevin did say that we did not lose a congressional seat in 2020. I don't know where he got that.
No, he hung on.
We hung on to it. It was close.
The thought was it was going to happen, but it...
It might happen the next time around, but
sure.
No, we still have 8 congressional seats. No such thing as a moderate Republican. I still think there are some out there. They've become more rare, but there's still some out there. Adam, yes, Tim, this is back to the governor running for a third term. He should be able to. Bottom line, it's we, the voter, who ultimately decide. I get that, and I respect that argument saying, well, voters decide. You should let voters decide. But do you really feel that way, especially with some of the people who are in Congress or in the Senate for their lifetime, seemingly? Really? We're just okay with that? I think term limits is something that many of us can agree to. Term limit for all. Walls has done nothing for men. 2-term limit on all representatives from city, state to U.S. government. 2-term limits on all politicians. Right now, I would say 3 terms for Governor Walls because I would like him to stand up to Trump. He will, and I agree we're in a very scary time where Trump thinks he can take over just like changing the boundaries in Texas. Baloney. Why does he get to decide? It's BS. The reason he won't, referring to Walls, is because in a few years, Minnesota will be in a financial ruins because of his policies, and that means the next governor will take the heat for Walls' poor management. Yes, I agree on term limits on all elected offices. The greatest criticism of Walls is the Democrats' lack of fiscal responsibility from increasing the state's budget by 40%, spending the majority of a record surplus, not campaigning on, but raising taxes by $10 billion, creating a projected $6 billion budget deficit, poor education results, lack of oversight on up to $1 billion in fraud. This was done with the Democrat trifecta. Walls does not hold himself accountable for any of this. Minnesota cannot afford to become any more progressive. All right, we'll move along. It's 12:31. We will take a break. We have traffic and weather, and then it's your chance, your final chance, to win tickets to see Adam Sandler in October.
October 22nd in St. Paul.
In St. Paul.
XL Energy Center / soon-to-be Grand Casino Arena.
All you got to do is you get 1 minute, just make me laugh. I love to laugh. I love good humor. I'm trying to hold high standards, though. Even though yesterday was the delivery that got me, and that's a good lesson. If you've got good delivery, you can make it happen. So 651-461-9226. 5 contestants to make Adam laugh. 1 minute to make me laugh. That comes up after traffic and weather next on CCL.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Here we go. Last chance to make Adam laugh, to get those Adam Sandler tickets. We've got five contestants lined up, all men, by the way, proving that women just aren't funny.
Now, that is not kind.
I'm kidding.
Are you?
I thought the best joke of the week, forget her name, with the dead monkey joke. Again, that's still number one in my book.
That's true. That was very good. Didn't get Chad to laugh, though.
Nope. Rules are simple. 1 minute, make me laugh. Could it be one and done? Paul is first up. Paul, thank you for calling in, sir. Are you ready? Do you think you got it? What it takes to make me laugh?
I think so. I got you yesterday. I was number five.
Oh, okay. Oh, this Paul. All right. Got back in. So you got some new material today. You ready to go?
Oh, I am. Are you ready? Okay.
Okay. 1 minute starts now. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, my friend's wife asked him for Christmas that she wanted something small, shiny, and goes from 0 to 300 in 1 second. And my friend said to her, "We've got 2 bathroom scales. What do you need another one for?"
Ooh. God, I'd love to laugh at that, Paul, but that's a little, ooh. Good try, Paul. But, well, you got another one? You got in your minute here? Nope, he's gone.
Cheat.
Got 20 more seconds if you want it, Paul.
All right.
Okay. The same friend, his wife asked him, "Goes on the TV," and he said, "Well, it looks like a lot of dust."
Sorry. Sorry, Paul. Better luck next time. Sorry.
All right.
Thanks, Paul. Terry, you're up. Terry, go ahead, sir. You got 1 minute.
Adam, what's more expensive, beer nuts or deer nuts?
I don't know. Which is more expensive?
Of course it's deer nuts. They're always under a buck.
Terry, I'm sorry. I love the humor.
One more.
Okay, one more. Here we go.
All right. Two friends decide to try deer hunting for the first time. They decide to split up to increase their chances. "What if we get lost?" one says. "Well, just fire 3 shots up in the air every hour. I'm told that it does work to help find you." Well, sure enough, one of the hunters does get lost in the woods. He fires 3 shots up in the air every hour, and nothing's happening. The next day, the hunter is found by the forest ranger and his friend. He says, "What's going on? What about the 3 shots?" He says, "I did. I just ran out of my darn arrows."
Yeah, I've heard that one. But Terry, good stuff. I'm going to save those for deer hunting season. Those are great around up the buck shack, but you did not make me laugh, Terry. I'm sorry. Better luck next time. Thank you. Greg, you're up.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You got 1 minute. Make me laugh. Let's go.
Yep. So a guy goes into the department store with a C&I dog because he can't see so well. Goes to the middle of the store, starts swinging the dog around by the leash in the middle like a helicopter deal. And the staff runs over. "You can't do that. What the hell are you doing?" They go, "Oh, I'm just having to look around."
Oh, Greg. That was close. That was very close. You almost got
Come
me, Greg.
On.
I'm sorry. I You almost got me, Greg.
Three-legged dog walks through the bar and says, "I'm looking for the guy to shout my paw."
Almost got me, Greg. Almost.
Come
sorry,
on.
Greg. I know. I'm sorry. I told you this today is going to be tough.
Three guys walking down the street. They see a bar. Two guys walk into it. The third one ducks.
I'm sorry.
Enough.
All right, Greg. Good stuff, though. You know, I'll say this. I want to be at a bar with Greg sometime. Just firing him off, too, by the way.
You're tougher than me.
I
Greg
know.
Got me on both the first
okay.
two. Well done.
Joe, go for it, Joe.
So they say you learn a lot when you have kids, and I found this to be true after my first son. I'm learning things like math, science, and English. My wife, I made the mistake of asking her who her celebrity crush was. She says Channing Tatum. I says, okay. Then she says Jason Momoa. All right. It says Brad Pitt. I get that. And she just keeps naming names nonstop. She finally gets to Mel Gibson. Bonnie, you're Jewish.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one. Joe, thank you, though.
Not.
Patrick, this is it now. What happens if Patrick doesn't make me laugh?
Then we don't give away the tickets.
All right.
That's the rules of the contest.
Well, okay.
Patrick, are you
let's
there?
Let's give it a try.
Give it a try. 1 minute, sir.
Okay, it's a Pat and Mike joke. Mike's on his deathbed in the hospital, and Pat comes to visit him, and Mike says, hey, Pat, would you mind doing me a favor when I pass? Pat scratches his head and thinks a little while, and he says, sure, and I would, Mike. What'd be that? He said, Pat, would you mind coming by me grave each day, pour a good bottle of Irish whiskey over the top, Ike? Pat's scratching his head again. He goes, sure, and I would, Mike. But would you mind if I be passing through me kidneys first?
You can't go wrong with a urinating on the grave joke. And props for the Irish brogue, too. Patrick, congratulations, sir. You made me laugh. You're going to see Adam Sandler at the X,
great,
or the Grand Casino Arena in October. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get your information. Thank you, Patrick. Congratulations.
Thanks, Adam. You yeah. bet.
Yeah. I feel bad for Greg because like Greg was firing him off, and it's like I almost tried too hard not to laugh.
You were very stone-faced.
I was very stone-faced.
Biting the lip, perhaps even.
Yeah,
Greg would have got me.
Yeah,
Greg was very.
Like
solid.
I said, Greg sounds like a guy that I'd want to hang with. So if there's any consolation, Greg, if there's out of the five, I want to hang with Greg.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
Yeah, he's really appreciative of that. He's like, it makes a lot. A-hole, I want
to love
to
hang out
tickets.
With you at the Sandler concert.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. All right, I will take a break. 12:45. Pub workers in England say thanks but no thanks to serving J.D. Vance. Is that a problem? Let's get into that next. One of the great American actors.
Actors or singers?
Actors. One of the more underrated American actors, John Denver. This is what where I said one time, like years ago, that, you know, John Denver was pretty good in the movie Oh God. And Chad somehow makes that, yes, I claimed him to be the best actor ever. So anytime John Denver comes up, the usual host of this show says, Adam Carter thinks John Denver's the greatest actor of the generation.
Now, I wouldn't imagine Chad to take something and blow
unusual.
It out of proportion. To something, twist something, someone's words into something that was never said. That,
unusual.
That doesn't happen.
Greg texted in and says, I'll meet you at a bar sometime. Greg, you're right. And like, we thought about your joke during the break, the seeing eye dog one. You probably should have got it for that one. I don't know why I fought so hard not to laugh. I should have just let it out. That was a pretty good joke.
It was.
That's a good one.
I like the dog in the bar too. Shut my paw.
I'm sorry, Greg. I know that's no consolation, but
the PETA people probably didn't care for
jokes. No,
so not funny.
So J.D. Vance has been in the United Kingdom on a vacation. Now it's a working vacation. He's met with several leaders over there of conservative British parties that are conservative members. But he wanted to go to this pub, very fancy pub in this country, out in the what do they call it? Oh, there's a term that they use for the country in England, but I'm not sure what
it is. Let's just call it the country.
The country.
Greater England?
Greater England, yes. Outstate England. And there was a revolt. The workers of this pub said, no, we will not show up to work if you honor that reservation from J.D. Vance. And my initial reaction is get to work. Go to work. You're employed by that pub to show up to work, and you don't get to pick and choose the customers you know, unless they're doing something egregious. But then when you hear about what J.D. Vance, like what his criticisms of the UK have been, namely on free speech, that he has argued that Great Britain and other countries in Europe have been overbearing in curbing free speech. Is it not free speech by these pub workers to say, we don't want to work if this guy shows up? And again, they have to face, I'm not saying that there's no consequences, that the owner of the pub can say, you know what, well, then you're not going to work here anymore. But if that's their decision on a guy who they feel is unrepresentative of an America that has traditionally been a good partner of Great Britain and the UK, then that's their decision. I have zero problem with that. And I'm not saying that they should be prevent, that they shouldn't face consequences for it, but that's their decision. I don't think that they're exercising their free speech, which J.D. Vance claims that is so is being so limited in Great Britain that it's a problem. Well, they're exercising their free speech by saying, you know what, we're not showing up to the pub if J.D. Vance gets a reservation and is able to dine here.
As the employer of the pub, I'd say you can exercise your free speech all you want, but I'm paying you to show up to work. I'm paying you to perform the job of hospitality, to cook, to serve a drink, mm-hmm. to be a server, to be a maitre d', whatever you are. Your job is here is to be hospitable to anybody who walks in the door. Now, are we going to find out the politics of every common person in the in Greater England, outstate England, who shows up to the pub? Of course we're not.
No.
You know, we just, J.D. Vance, of course, is in a position where people know his politics.
Correct.
So, you know,
I think it's a little different when you're talking about the vice president of the United States and as opposed to just checking of everybody who comes in.
Yeah, of course it is. But if I'm the owner of the pub and, well, just me here saying, you know what? Your job is to work at that pub. If you want the job and the owner of the pub says, you know, here's that J.D. Vance wants to come by and says, yeah, I'm okay with that. We'll make a reservation. Do your job. I say in that point, you know, you can let the owner know that you're not happy about this, but you still have to do your job.
Is there not power, though, in like if the entire staff of this pub gets together and says, I mean, I can see that if it's one person who says, you know, I'm not showing up. And that's that pub owner has a full right to that one employee saying, no, this is you are scheduled to work and you are going to work. But if it's a whole staff that says we object to this, they obviously have more power to do that. And I think they're exercising that right to do that.
Well, there's no question they are. And it worked.
Right.
Yes, there was plenty of power in that. Now, how's it going to go for the next few weeks when the owner knows that everybody at the pub is ticked off about it still?
Yeah.
Ticked off at who the owner decided he wanted to have in the pub, he or mm-hmm. she wanted to have in the pub. To me, if your job is in the hospitality industry, I'm sorry, if the vice president of whoever walks in the door and says, I want a sandwich and a beer, you get him a sandwich and a beer. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to be, you know, going up to the table, boot looking, telling him how great he is and how wonderful American politics are, and you love the MAGA movement and everything. But you know what? Give them some fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Your pub has an opportunity of having the vice president of the United States come in, and you're not welcoming him with open arms. They just as well might as well just as well close their doors. I get that, and it pains me that we're in a place where we can't separate the politician from the person who is maybe out with his family. But that horse left the barn a long time ago, where people feel that this is so important and so critical to what's happening in the world. And yes, even though J.D. Vance is not a political figure in the UK, that they look at us and say, what the hell is happening to the United States of America? And they have real questions about that partnership that has long been a strong one. And it's upsetting to them to see that. So Adam's good with Jeremiah Ellison's aide bailing out of work to protest instead. Well, first of all, I talked about that last week, and I was good with that because they weren't bailing out of work. They took the time off to do that, to visit a protest. Those employees have a right, just like in their off time, to go protest whatever they want or to support whomever they want. And again, there was power in this and that the entire staff said, we're not going to do that. But that doesn't mean if that pub owner says, well, I'm going to fire y'all and find a whole new staff, I'm okay with that too. Because again, First Amendment rights gives you the right to speak your mind, but it doesn't prevent consequences for that speech. It prevents you from facing criminal charges for it, but not consequences otherwise. Shaletta, Feisty Friday. What do we talk to Shaletta about? We'll find out coming up after the news. Adam is in for Chad today. We appreciate you listening along. And don't forget, before the day is over, am I wrong? The committee has spoken. We'll find out what they have to say at the end of the show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.